served as youth president, and now as district presbyter, and in Ketchikan for how many years? 14 years. My word, that's awesome. And we thank the Lord for the faithfulness, and we thank the Lord He is faithful because of the blessings that have come. Amen. Come and preach to us, Pastor Jeff. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everyone. Why don't we give a big hand clap of praise unto the Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. He is here in a mighty way. Thank you, Jesus. He wants to minister. He wants to heal. He wants to do some things in our midst. And you may be seated for just a little while. If you would go ahead and get your Bible, looking at 2 Kings chapter 18 and verse 26. But I was reminded this morning as I got a text at 4 a.m. I call those the Lamas texts. Amen. It wasn't from Brother Lamas. Praise the Lord. I tell Brother Lamas you need to make a devotional of all those great prayer thoughts, encouraging and blessed, amen. And put that in a book, and I'll read it, hallelujah. But I don't need to read it at 4 a.m., 5 a.m., hallelujah, 6 a.m. Praise God. I just need to do a better job turning my phone off, I guess. Amen. But it reminded me of text messages, amen. And it's so good to have all of you here, praise God. So many elders, so many men of faith, and individuals, loved ones, praise God. I think there's a Walter back there somewhere. Amen. Hallelujah. I think that's still Walter. Hallelujah. Praise God. Yeah, I wonder what he's deadlifting. Is he deadlifting what his dad and uncles were? Amen. Praise God. I saw an old So High yearbook, and it said uncle was deadlifting. And it said all those others are standing around silently in honor of uncle doing his deadlift, amen, or something to that effect. Man, that's some respect. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But so thankful for the Who's and our friendship over the years. Amen. And there is a natural reaction I have, like Pavlov's bull. Amen. I've got orange chicken in my, amen. Just feel like that. It's orange chicken time after this. Amen. Hallelujah. But God is good. Praise the Lord. I got a text message on Easter 2022, and it had said that we had loved one had fallen off a ladder, possibly caused by heart attack, and we didn't know exactly what had taken place. I was over at my associate pastor's home. We were having a barbecue and having a time. Amen. And please be in prayer for them. Amen. He's preaching. Hallelujah, they're having church, praise God. But it's not quite as lovely as the facility that you have here, amen? But praise God, God moves, amen? Hallelujah, God fills, amen. But I let him know, let's stop and pray for my friend. And while praying, I felt a check that stop, amen. And so after I let out a couple "Are you kidding me's," amen, I began to pray then peace and comfort to the family. And when as we were driving home a little while later, text notice went off, and boy, I was not happy about that. And thought, man, I probably waited a little while before I checked what was inevitable there. Amen. But so thankful for Brother Steve and his life. Amen. And I was not ready in any way, but I am inspired. Hallelujah. There's some nights, Brother Wagner, when my flesh says, nah, we're good. Let's just go ahead and get rest. We don't need to do our prayer. Amen. And I think of Brother Steve in that hangar, some Charity Gale rocking. Amen. And him shouting, hallelujah, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. And I think, amen, we need to do some prayer in this place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. But what an inspiration. And more text messages. Hallelujah. It was a Wednesday night. I had just come up to the pulpit to begin our lesson. And my wife said that our messages, our family messages, had gone to praying for my Uncle Daniel and his heart condition. Two, the troopers have been notified about your brother. Amen. Thought, what in the world? That was a change. Praise God. And then that night, amen, getting text messages and so forth. And I was just going through all the things. Amen. And your mind just goes all over the place. And I got the text message on helicopter. Amen. And I felt the check. No. Nope, that's not going to work. Got that message of we've turned over the search to the CES is our local group. Amen. And boy, that was a tough message. And so on. But so thankful. Praise God that prayers were made all across, amen, this place and all across the nation. Hallelujah. And I'm thinking, I'm eulogizing, amen. And even worse than that, I'm thinking about lesson plans. Praise God. Amen. Of course, that's a joke, but hallelujah. That went over like a flock of dogs, amen. Praise God. And I'm just thinking about my brothers and so forth, but so thankful for other brothers, amen. Some brothers in the dark of night doing a half marathon in the snow, hallelujah, because they want to get to a loved one, praise the Lord. And I tell you, amen, I'll take that 5 a.m. text of one of the most beautiful scenes I've ever seen beside the fire, hallelujah, as my brother is confirmed alive, praise God, and being cared for by other brothers. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let's all stand. Let's go to 2 Kings chapter 18 and verse 26. But I'm so thankful for the family of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. 2 Kings 18, verse 26. We have Rabshakeh is bring in his army and come to intimidate the people of the Lord at Jerusalem. And they have ransacked. They've just run over every fortified city. Everybody say fortified. Fortified. That's the one with the fences and enforcements and some kind of military presence. And they've just ran over all of them on their way to come to Jerusalem. And Rabshakeh, and I believe that's just like a general's, whatever the Assyrians would describe or would title their general in charge of the army. Amen. There's lots of Rabshakehs. You're going to be hearing from a Rabshakeh of some kind. Some kind of principality and power is going to speak to you and to your life and say, I've come to take, amen, what God has given you. I've come to question every experience that you've had. Amen. And who is your God? And so he begins to speak in this way. And a response comes from Eliakim. It says, then said Eliakim, the son of Hilkiah, and Shebna and Joah unto Rabshakeh, speak, I pray thee, to thy servants in the Syrian language, for we understand it, and talk with us in the Jews' language in the ears of the people that are on the wall. But Rabshakeh said unto them, hath my master sent me to thy master and to thee to speak these words? Hath he not sent me to the men which sit on the wall? And then he goes on to use the horrifically gruesome effects of a long siege to intimidate and disrespect the citizens of Hezekiah's kingdom. He communicates the harshest degree of suffering that his armies desire to be brought upon them. And now in verse 28, he's going to continue in Hebrew. He stood and cried with a loud voice. Amen. Why are we ever afraid to get loud? The enemy's going to get loud. The parades are going to get loud. Amen. Why don't we get loud? And it's a loud voice in the Jews' language and spake, saying, hear the word of the great king, the king of Assyria. Thus saith the king, let not Hezekiah deceive you, for he shall not be able to deliver you out of his hand. Hath any of the gods of the nations delivered at all his land out of the hand of the king of Assyria? Where are the gods of Hamath and of Arpad? Where are the gods of Sepharvaim, of Ena and Eva? Have they delivered Samaria out of mine hand? Who are they among all the gods, verse 35, of the countries that have delivered their country out of mine hand, that the Lord should deliver Jerusalem out of mine hand? How will the Lord deliver? Here he specifically challenges by name the God of the Israelites, who's described as the self-existing one, the eternal one, now translated Yahweh, meaning he is. And when the Hebrews speak it, they said Yahweh, but God says, I am. And he challenges their God's essence. Where are the gods of Hamath, Arpad, Sepharvaim, and the others? They were, and we made them no more. As in, where are they? They're not available for help today. And what will make your God any different? Bringing us back to the question, how will your God deliver? That's the question asked by the adversary. How will your God deliver? I don't bring you an answer, amen, because at this point we're going to allow the creative, wonder-working power of the Lord to work in the situation. I know you've been standing. We're going to head to 2 Chronicles 32:7 here quickly. Amen. I'm going to leave that up to God, that question. But I will bring you not an answer, but a state of mind necessary in order to get the answer God has for us. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Be strong and courageous. This is 2 Chronicles 32:7. This is the voice of Hezekiah. Hallelujah. He's had some words with a man of God named Jehovah Saves. Hallelujah. Named Isaiah. Amen. It's good to have a talk with somebody that believes Jehovah Saves. Praise God. The question's out there. How? Amen. The answer is just, I just know he's going to. I know that he saves. And Isaiah says the Lord's laughing at these multitudes. They're laughing at what they think they can bring upon our God. And so Hezekiah is emboldened. Do you have an Isaiah in your life? Hallelujah. You better believe it. Praise God. I listen to his preaching every week that he's here. Amen. And I listen, I'm so thankful for the other ministry that is here. Hallelujah. I get me out some Sister Denny, some Sister Nichols. Praise God. I get out some out of the park Perkins. Hallelujah. What is that supposed to mean? It means he hits it out of the park every time he speaks. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I love listening, of course, to my brother as well. Amen. You're blessed. Go ahead and clap your hands. Hallelujah. Thank God for preachers and teachers in this hour, Lord. And so he says, be strong and courageous, be not afraid nor dismayed for the king of Assyria, nor for all the multitude that is with him. For there be more with us than with him. With him is an arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord our God to help us and to fight our battles. And the people rested themselves upon the words of Hezekiah, king of Judah. How will the Lord deliver? That's the question. I answer with just the state of mind. I'm blessed in his rest. I'm just going to rest on the word of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Can you get a little offensive in your prayer right now? Can you just go ahead and go to war for a little while? For this service, for our time right now? Lord God Almighty, I pray your anointing, God. I pray your touch. Oh, come on now. Somebody needs to lift your voice. I'm looking for a blessing and a touch today, Lord God. Hallelujah. I'm looking for some rest, oh God. I want something to happen in our midst today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Just a little bit more. Feel after him just a little bit more. Hallelujah, Lord God. Yeah, ki yaramo so yeah. Oh, there's victory in this house. There's victory in your praise. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Why don't you go ahead and fist bump a few people? Show your teeth to them in a non-threatening manner. Hallelujah. And you may be seated in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Said that to my church, to show your teeth to somebody. Amen. A fella pulled out his false teeth and held them out. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. That's when you're having some church right there. Praise God. I can work with these people. Hallelujah. Amen. Hezekiah says, be not afraid nor dismayed. He said there can be fear and dismay because of the king of Assyria. Just the mention of that king must have brought about some fear, and the name of that king is Sennacherib, and he's that name has to do with a moon god, and it's spelled S-I-N. I'm going to assume that that would be Sign, a moon god. Amen. But it says that Sign has replaced the brothers, because he was not the firstborn, but rather he replaced some brothers in the line of the kingdom. But you could also look at it as sin has replaced the brothers. And that is a time that we live in, feeling like instead of the church growing, sin is continuing to grow. And he's the moon god, meaning the moon comes out when it's a dark night. It's nighttime. It's an hour of darkness, but Hezekiah says, fear not. And he says, the multitude that is with him, don't fear the sign of the king and his name meaning and the Assyrians, amen, and the multitude that is with them. Because he says, there's more with us than with them. Now, how is that, Hezekiah? Well, he answers, because Sennacherib and Rabshakeh, his general, have only an arm of flesh. Hallelujah. 2 Kings 6 and 15 illustrates this. It speaks about Elisha and his servant being surrounded by the Syrian army. And it says, when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, everybody say, look. A host compassed the city, both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, alas, my master. That's the kind of language you use when, boy, it is all over. It's panic time. I have no idea. I have no answers. Alas, how shall we do? And I like that wording. Amen. How shall we do? I've been at how shall we do before. Amen. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, send us a battlement. Send us an army. God, send us away. No, that's not what he prays. Amen. He just prays, Lord, open his eyes, my servant, that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. The fear and trepidation began because he could only see in the flesh. He could only see the arm of the flesh. And oh, it was great. It was intimidating. It said, what shall we do? There is nothing to do. It was a rhetorical question. Amen. But I have something that we can do when the arm of the flesh is looking greater, when it seems like addiction is going to overwhelm, when it seems like bodies are faltering all around us, when it seems like sickness is ruling, praise God. I would that we would open our eyes in the spirit and realize that there is power in the name of Jesus Christ to send forth his angels, send forth the realm of heaven. Hallelujah. There's more. Praise God. I know that some individuals have seen some angels around here. Hallelujah. I know there's a man of God that's seen about a 12-foot angel, had to be standing somewhere in this vicinity. Amen. When you look in the spirit, you can find that there is help. Would you clap your hands unto the Lord? Hallelujah. I love how Brother Woodward preached about how help is the most common word used when reaching for the Lord, seeking unto the Lord. With us, Hezekiah tells us, the Lord our God. But with us is the Lord our God to help us. Praise the Lord. With him, the arm of flesh. With us, God is to help us. It was with the psalmist in Psalm 63:7. It says, because thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of thy wings will I, hallelujah, rejoice. Praise God. Amen. I don't know what's coming against the psalmist here. Amen. But once he's in the shadow of the Lord's wings, it's time to rejoice. I went ahead and lifted up my voice. Amen. I went ahead and did a little dance because my help was here. Praise God. Moses says, before I go, everybody say, before I go. Hallelujah. This is one of his last words. He said, I've got to tell you, folks. Amen. Deuteronomy 33:26. There is none. Hallelujah. There is none like unto the God of Yeshurun, who rideth upon the heaven in thy help and in his excellency on the sky. Another psalmist said in 94:17, unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in the silence, meaning the silence of death. When I said my foot slippeth, thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. What is mercy? Amen. Mercy is what the Lord gives us to fight off of the judgment. Amen. Mercy withholds. And so what that psalmist is letting us know is I had some problems. I had some mistakes. Amen. I had some sin, but in my sin, the Lord came to help. Unless the Lord had been on my side, it was his mercy that picked me back up. Hallelujah. 2 Kings 14:26 says, the Lord saw the affliction of Israel, that it was very bitter. For there was not any shut up. They didn't have any put somewhere that they, man, we'll have these for reserves. Amen. And we'll shut them up. Man, we'll go into the slave hold and have them fight for us. No, there was none of that. There wasn't any left nor any helper for Israel. And the Lord said, it is my time. Hallelujah. They trusted in the wrong things, but if they reach to me, I'm going to come and be their help. Praise God. And that's where some of our campgoers are right now. You say, I've got nothing left. Amen. And I feel that. I feel that fatigue. But oh, hallelujah, there's some help in this place. Amen. If you'd be willing to reach out unto the Lord, there's some more help. There's some more revelation. Woo! Praise God. My body's tired. Hallelujah. But something deep within my soul says, my help is in this place. Hallelujah. Some of you may have been there. Praise God. It's a state of bitter affliction. Hallelujah. But actually, for them, it was very bitter affliction. Amen. Some of you say, I've been afflicted. Actually, no, that's not right. I was very afflicted. Well, I'm here to tell you, your helper is here. Hallelujah. When there's no other way. Hallelujah. When you're done looking to other places and other things and other substance, the Lord says, come on here. Hallelujah. I'm here to help you. Praise God. The Lord our God is here to help us and to fight our battles. When the Lord steps in to fight, it just becomes not fair. Amen. There's some things that he can do and some things that he can move and some things that he can utilize when you start speaking about the Lord. I like 2 Chronicles 18:31. It says a fellow named Jehoshaphat was surrounded. It says it came to pass when the captains of the chariot saw Jehoshaphat that they said, it is the king of Israel. Therefore they compassed about him to fight. But Jehoshaphat cried out, and the Lord helped him. And God, I love this language, moved them to depart from him. Rabshakeh was trying to persuade the Israelites, is trying to persuade those that would fight the battle to quit and to give up and to be intimidated and just surrender. But that same word translated persuadeth that Rabshakeh did was used when Jehoshaphat was surrounded by the enemy in battle, and he cried out unto God, and the Lord moved them to depart. Hallelujah. I don't know what you're facing, amen, but there is a God. Hallelujah. If you can call out in the name of Jesus Christ, amen, he has a way of persuading the dark spirits. He has a way of persuading, hallelujah, the rulers of darkness, the principalities and powers, to say, get away from my kid. That's my child. Hallelujah. I'm their help. Hallelujah. Why don't you clap your hands?
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
1 Chronicles 19:11 says the armies of Israel were battling the Syrians and the Ammonites at once under the command of Joab. And he sets his brother Abishai in command against the Ammonites. And he says, my troops will face the Syrians. And he tells them, help me if the forces are too great, and I'll help you. Amen. I love that. Praise God. You leave your battle behind. Amen. You leave. And you come and help me if the forces are too great. Oh, praise God. That's what this body of Christ is all about. Amen. When I'm overwhelmed, you go ahead and leave your place. Amen. And you begin to pray for me. You leave whatever you're going doing and take time for me. Leave behind that and come and pray and fight my battle. Praise God. That's awesome. And Joab has some faults, but there's no faults in 1 Chronicles 19:13. I get shook up even reading about it. But he's letting us know how dire this situation is. This victory is not a guarantee. We're outnumbered. And the reason I'm saying I'll help you is because the Ammonite forces may be too great. And same thing for the Syrians. I wouldn't tell you to come and help me if there wasn't the threat that we may get defeated. We may be overwhelmed in this process. And so he prays, let us behave valiantly. Praise God. Go ahead and nudge your neighbor and say, how's your behavior lately? Praise God. We live our lives, amen, looking at behavior and talking about our behavior. Hallelujah. Let us behave ourselves valiantly. Amen. He tells them, this is for our people. Why don't you nudge your neighbor and say, behave valiantly today. Hallelujah. Praise God. Behave valiantly in this service. Amen. Hallelujah. Because this is for our people. This is for our family. This is for our loved ones and for the cities of our God. And let the Lord's will be done. My goodness, just has everything. You could just preach that piece by piece. Let the Lord's will be done. And 1 Chronicles 19:14 says, so Joab and the people that were with him drew nigh before the Syrians unto the battle. Amen. When God's with you, the fight just is not fair. And it says they fled before him. They'd come out to the battle. They probably had them outnumbered. What did the Syrians see, I wonder? I wonder what they heard. There's no reason for them to begin retreating. Why were you here in the first place? You knew what we were here to do. You knew we were here to battle. Oh, I believe that Joab had some help. Amen. I believe there was something that they saw. I believe God showed them something. I believe they heard something and said, you know what? Let's not mess with these guys. They've got the Lord God on their side. Hallelujah. You may feel like Joab sometimes. I don't know if I'm going to make it, amen, but I know I'm going to go to battle because I got my brother standing beside me. And if I get overwhelmed, somebody's going to pick up the slack. And if you're overwhelmed, here I come. Hallelujah. I've got some prayers. I got some fight in me to help you. And when you do that, we know that we don't have it within ourselves, but we're willing to behave valiantly. Hallelujah. There's times I behaved very poorly. Amen. Hallelujah. Basically all of fourth grade. I had a first year teacher. Amen. And we took every opportunity to behave poorly. There's been times I behaved cowardly. Amen. I want to behave valiantly. All I got to do is step out and the Lord is going to be with me. Praise God. I don't know what they saw, amen, but they realized there's just more with them. They got something more than flesh going on here. There's some powerful spirit that they have. Why don't we clap our hands again? Praise God. You feeling the Lord in this place? I hope you're feeling some liberty. Amen. I hope you feel like I know I don't have it all figured out, and I don't know how he's going to deliver, but I'm going to step into this rest. Hallelujah. I'm going to behave myself valiantly. Praise God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. The Lord may never have used me in this before, but I'm stepping into this gift. Amen. I'm stepping into this boldness. Praise the Lord. Joshua is facing five Amorite kings, and he asked just a, you know, your everyday prayer, that the sun would stand still, amen, that daylight would remain. Praise God. Pastor got it. Hallelujah. Amen. But Joshua 10:14, I just bring this up to speak about what happens when the Lord fights for you. It said there was no day like that before it or after it, that the Lord hearkened unto the voice of a man, for the Lord fought for Israel. Deborah said in Judges 5:20, poetically, that it was like the stars in their courses fought against Sisera. Oh, there's something powerful when you don't just have an arm of flesh. And just as a side note, amen, when the Lord has given you the victory, don't stop. Hallelujah. When the Lord gives you the victory over the one thing, be like Joshua and say, I am sick. Amen. We overcame that one king, but I know there's four more out there. And I want all the daylight right now. Praise God. You come to the altar and you get a little bit of victory. Amen. Don't stop there. You know there's another enemy out there. You know there's something else going on that's holding you. Amen. That's oppressing you. Praise God. God gives you victory over tobacco. Let's go ahead and go to weed. Amen. God gives you the victory over one thing. Let's go to the next. Praise God. Let's let him take care of that depression. Let's let him take care of that oppression. Hallelujah. He filled you with the Holy Ghost. Let's go ahead and take care of the wounds of abuse that you're facing. Hallelujah. Let's let the Lord move upon us. It's one of the greatest lies and move of Satan, amen, is to tell us that's enough. Oh, that's enough. Oh, if there'd be a spirit of Joshua that would say, I know this is crazy, but I got God fighting with me. I know this has never happened, but I've got God fighting with me. Praise God. Amen. Brother Wicker was speaking about, and this is just to illustrate how the devil will deceive us into saying just this far, just this much, that's enough. Amen. He was casting out of a devil of a young man that had been screaming at his parents about how he hates them, and then also about how the speaking in the voice of the demonic, how he is, they had him in the grips of death, or rather judgment. And I'm messing up the words, but you know what I'm saying, that the devil is declaring victory over this child. And begins to scream that out. You're never going to have him. He's alive in the flesh, but his soul is dead. And we're going to have him forever. Amen. And the first thing Brother Wicker did is just start laughing at it. Amen. Why? Because there's dominion. Brother Wicker's not operating in the arm of the flesh. In the arm of the flesh, he's got some jujitsu and he's got some strength and so forth. But that's not what you want to bring into a fight with spirits. I can promise you that. You're not going to win. Amen. But he begins to cast out in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And there came a point where that devil, upset, began to speak to him and begins to tell him that I've got this child in there. He may be alive, but his soul is dead. And that's when Brother Wicker said, shut up and come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So out it comes. Amen. A lot of times that's in a vomiting action and in throw up. Hallelujah. And then the young boy begins to embrace and hug his father. But in the discernment of the Spirit, Brother Wicker realized that no, that's the subtlety of Satan working here. He wants me to think this is done. He wants me to think that this is all over. Amen. And so Brother Wicker pulls him back, and there's more that needed to be done. Amen. There was more that needed to be cast out. Hallelujah. Because when you come in the presence of the Lord, that's the act of and the subtlety that is there to try and get you to just a little bit, just a little blessing, just a little worship. Amen. Brother Mike, the subtlety will tell you that you've had enough already. Julia, you don't need a refill, man. We did this just a couple of days ago. You don't need more of that. And in fact, it may not even have been real, will be the next thing that comes upon you. There needs to be, amen, a purpose within your heart that says, I'm going to get everything. Don't leave, amen. Just son, stand still, amen. Don't stop this worship yet. I got to get everything I can in God. Oh, hallelujah. And oh, the Lord can deliver, praise God. He delivers victories in the hills. He delivers against iron chariots in the valleys. He delivers water out of the rock in the desert. He delivers manna in the wilderness. He sent ravens to deliver Elijah from starvation and famine. He sent a dream to Pharaoh and delivered Joseph from the dungeon, praise God. That question, how will the Lord deliver, is a positive. Because I've got a creative God, and I don't know what he's going to do, but he's going to do something that'll probably blow my mind. Hallelujah. He shut the mouths of the lions to deliver Daniel. Why not just make some kind of decree? Why not make a loophole? The emperor was trying to find it. Said he stayed up all day. Amen. He was trying to find a way. How can we get it? How can I save him from? Amen. The Lord says, I'm just going to shut the mouths of the lions. He didn't deliver the three Hebrews from Brother Perkins, but through a fiery furnace. Hallelujah. He surrounded Elisha and his servant by an army of angels and struck the army blind. Amen. His people were in centuries of bondage to the world's superpower. What are you going to do, God? How are you going to deliver them? Well, I'll take some frogs. Hallelujah. You don't want to fight with God. Hallelujah. Somehow frogs become weaponry. Oh, we're coming with frogs. Oh, that's nothing. Wait till they're in your cupboards. Wait till they're between your toes. Wait till they're between your sheets. Amen. He's got some frogs. He's got some flies. He's got some hail. Amen. Don't try to run from God. Hallelujah. He's going to track you down. He's got some locusts. He's got the blood of the Passover lamb to deliver. But that's not it. Then there's also the cloud. There's also the Red Sea. Come on, somebody. There's also the fire by night. Hallelujah. Praise God. Anybody like doing an arm comparison? Praise the Lord. I got shook up and scared by an arm comparison with one of our friends that has like bodybuilding potential. Amen. I was like, man, I'm glad nobody's causing us to do an arm comparison. But since I'm preaching about the Lord, I love arm comparisons. Hallelujah. Sennacherib says, you've got an arm of flesh, but, hallelujah. Job 49, the question comes, do you have an arm like God? And can you thunder with a voice like him? You know who's asking that question? God. Hallelujah. I love that. Praise God. Jeremiah says, ah, Lord God, in 32 and 17, behold, everybody look. Thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and stretched out arm, and there is nothing too hard for thee. Meaning you can't fall far enough. Amen. That arm can reach down to you. Arm of flesh can't reach, but God's arm can reach. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 33 and 27, another last word from Moses. The eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. I can't fall too far. Hallelujah. And he shall thrust out the enemy from before thee. The psalmist in 89, 8 and 13, Ethan the Ezrahite asks, O Lord God of hosts, who is a strong Lord like unto thee, or to thy faithfulness round about thee? The heavens are thine, the earth also is thine. As for the world and the fullness thereof, thou hast founded them. Thou hast a mighty arm. Oh, that's a big arm. Strong is thy hand, and high is thy right hand. What does that mean? Well, Jesus tells us in Mark 14 and 62, everybody say right hand. Go ahead and flex your right hand for your neighbor there. Come on, go and give them a good little flex there. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Brother Bert, did you flex that for Ivan? Did you show your right arm? Amen. Aaron, oh, come on, somebody. I said they got some arms in the Yukon. Hallelujah. Amen. But we're not talking about ours, of course. We're talking about the Lord. Jesus said, I am. Somebody said, hallelujah, I am. And ye shall see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power and coming in the clouds of heaven. What was the right hand? It's meaning the power of God. Hallelujah. That's what's being spoken of. It doesn't matter if it says he's sitting or standing. It means he has all power. Shout at your neighbor, all power. Hallelujah. And while I guess about how Yahweh was pronounced, I know it's Yah. There's enough names that for sure it's Yah. But I don't know about the way, because that's just W-H, and we just put in the E vowel to finish it. We're just guessing with the vowels of Adonai. I couldn't tell you exactly how that name was pronounced. It was so sacred that the scribes stopped writing it down. They would use Adonai. And then the priest lost it. Amen. And so we don't know for sure how that name is spoken. So I don't need to guess. Amen. When Jesus begins to say, hallelujah, that I am the power of God, I'm coming in the clouds of heaven, that lets me know the only name I need to worry about is Jesus Christ. That's the only, I don't need to guess. Hallelujah. I don't need to wonder. My life is spiraling out of control. There's one name that I'm reaching for, and it's my Jesus. Woo! Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's all shout it together on the count of three. One, two, three. Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm feeling my help coming in this place. Praise God. Anybody glad they came to church today? Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Rabshakeh, the Assyrian general, speaks against Jerusalem and warns, hearken not unto Hezekiah when he persuadeth you, saying, the Lord will deliver us. Rabshakeh delivered a moving speech full of intimidation, despair, quit. He let them know there's no use in trying. No one else's army has stopped their invasion. No one else's gods have delivered. It was a moving speech to surrender. It was persuasive. It even contained a lot of facts. And there's some things you can, some truths that you can preach from that we will in a second. But then another word came from the king to remind them in 2 Chronicles 32:8. But with us is the Lord our God to help us and to fight our battles. And the people had a choice. You can be consumed by the threats of Rabshakeh, or you can take the word of God. And verse 8 says, the people rested themselves upon the words of Hezekiah, king of Judah. I don't know how. Hallelujah. The question's still out there, but I'm at rest, and I'm going to be blessed in his rest. They didn't just receive the word. It says they rested themselves upon those words. In Hebrew, that's samach, and it is a verb. It's a choice. Victory hasn't happened. I haven't gotten my answer. The threat is still very real, but we're still outnumbered in the flesh, but I have rested myself upon the word of God. Hallelujah. Various psalmists use samach in their praises. As David was fleeing for his life, he said in Psalm 3 and 5, he's running from Absalom. That should be mentioned as well. You think your life has gone out of control? Amen. Good night. Have you ever had to skip town because your child was after you? Praise God. You can raise your hand. Amen. Hallelujah. But this is what David says about it. I laid me down and slept. Hallelujah. Praise God. Those six words, Brother Who, are not attainable for many in our present world. Just those six words. I laid me down and slept. There is no rest in our present world, but the Lord provides His beloved with sleep. Amen. And He said, I awaked, for the Lord smacked me. The Lord sustained me. Somebody say His rest. We're not talking about weakness. His rest is sustaining, it's strengthening and supporting. Another psalmist said, the righteous will not fear bad news because his heart is established, meaning he's confidently relying on and believing in the Lord. And established is that same word, samach. That's what the rest is. It's sustaining. It's establishing. And the world offers a poor substitute for God's rest. And now I'm going to preach from Brother Rabshakeh. Amen. 2 Kings 18:21. Brother Perkins was preaching about it, how that storm can lead you into your promise. Amen. It can mess you up enough that you can begin to realize new things in God and new growth in God. Amen. And so this is Rabshakeh preaching in 2 Kings 18:21. He says, behold, thou trustest upon the staff of this bruised reed, even upon Egypt. And Egypt is a type of bondage to sin. Remember that. On which if a man samach, if a man lean or rest, it will go into his hand and pierce it. So is Pharaoh, king of Egypt, unto all that trust on him. You pierce your hand under the collapse of the institutions of the world. Let me say that again. You pierce your hand under the collapse of the institutions of this world. And what's worse is you're left with nothing then to trust in. The gods of this world promise when Rabshakeh was talking about the other kings or other gods that they railroaded. There was the gods of Hamath, and Hamath means a fortress. There was the god of Arpad, and that means supported. And they quickly found out that there was no support. There was no fortress. It all crumbled. It all fell. But oh, praise God. Psalm 37, 23 uses that same word translated rest. It says the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Don't be afraid to be that guy. I don't care what they call you at work. Amen. I don't care what's spoken against your righteousness. Amen. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down. For the Lord smacks him. All right. Hallelujah. The Lord upholdeth him with his hands. What happens in the rest of the Lord? Well, I'm sustained. I'm established. And I am upheld. Praise God. There's some action going on in this process. Amen. Praise God. While I'm choosing to rest upon His word, I'm being upheld. I'm being sustained. I'm being established. Hallelujah. Music, if you can come. Since the time of Moses, and there's more to this rest. Turn to your neighbor and say, I want to find the rest. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, praise God. Amen. And that may have been the wrong thing for you to tell your neighbor. Hallelujah. Now you're thinking about that Sunday afternoon nap. Amen. But oh, not just yet. We got some prayer time. We got some blessing time coming. Hallelujah. We got some deliverance coming in this hour. Thank you, Jesus. Since the time of Moses, from the commoner to the high priest, searches were made among the flocks for the perfect sacrificial ram to bring a sin offering or a peace offering or to consecrate and dedicate the priests. Season after season, year after year, and once the proper animal was taken from the herd, before slaying it, Exodus 29:19 tells us that those that depended upon it, and that was everyone, everyone depended upon the sacrifice. Everyone relied upon that blood. They were, before slain, Brother Wagner, to samach. They were to rest their hands upon the head of the sacrifice. The resting of their hands upon the sacrifice was symbolic of guilt being transferred and all the baggage of shame and woe that comes with it. Their hands rested because the sacrifice was going to bear it for them. And John the Baptist looks at Jesus, hallelujah, and says, "Our days of searching the flocks are over, disciples. World, our days of looking for that perfect lamb are gone. But there is now someone else that we can rest upon." Hallelujah. We can stop trying of our own accord. We can stop trying out of our own righteousness and out of the law. Behold, the Lamb of God. What does He do? He taketh away the sins. Not of just one group. Not of one ethnicity. Of the whole world. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. You want to learn more about God's love for you. You want to learn more about the rest. Hallelujah. Jesus told those that were coming to arrest Him, and they got clubs and they got torches and they mean business. John 18:8. The Lord is with 11 others at this time. And Jesus answered, "I have told you that I am." Hallelujah. Letting them know. Praise God. The Lamb of God is that same Spirit. Amen. It's the same Yahweh of the Old Testament. Come in flesh and dwelling among us. It's the same word that the Israelites are resting upon, Brother Bert, when they're believing that God is going to deliver. Jesus said, "I am." But I love what else He says. Amen. That's who I am. Let these go. Hallelujah. The Lamb is letting us go because there's something that I've got to do that nobody else can do. Nobody could do it before me. No one will be able to do it after me. We don't have to crucify Him anew today. Hallelujah. But what He's saying is, "I'm your rest." You can let that go. You can let that pain go. You can let that guilt go. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. What He gave is going to sustain me. It's how I'm established in life. It's how I'm upheld. But I've got to rest upon it. 1 Kings 18:34. The question was, where are the gods? And we've mentioned that several times. But oh, He cuts close to home here when it comes to the end of the passage. It says, "Have they delivered Samaria out of mine hand?" Coming close to home, that's our tribes, that's our family, and they've been exiled by the Assyrians. But there was a choice that they made. And are you going to be persuaded by your neighbor's choice? Are you going to be persuaded by another family that said, "No, let's go after other gods. Let's put other gods before serving God. Let's put other things before coming to church and faithfulness and so forth." I wonder if there's a people that say, "I don't care what my neighbor does. I don't care what my neighbor does that's standing beside me or sitting beside me today. Hallelujah, I'm going to follow after the Lord." And the Israelites said, "We don't care, amen, the choice that they made. Hallelujah, we're going to serve the Lord. We're going to rest upon His word." Hallelujah. Do you want His rest? Let's all stand. Do you want His deliverance? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Acts 2:38 is repeated at Solomon's porch in Acts chapter 3 after the healing of the lame man. And the same message is given, same word is given. Peter tells us, and he'll tell us why we can do this. He says, "Repent." That means change your heart, mind, and direction. And there's a therefore. One preacher said, when you see a therefore, you want to figure out what it's there for. Well, it's because Christ has suffered. Therefore, we can repent. Therefore, we're not searching the flocks anymore, Brother Greg. Hallelujah. And be converted. That's a part of repentance, is turning back, that your sins may be blotted out. What does that mean? Wiped away. How do I get my sins wiped away? Hallelujah. In the waters of baptism. For the remission of sins. Hallelujah. Walter, we had a good time. I hope you don't have anything on your record like I do. Amen. We were looking at, ministers' applications now, there's a very detailed background check that's given that we're looking at. Amen. Don't let that stop you from putting in your application. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Don't let that word intimidate you. Amen. Because I got something in there. Praise God. Happened while I was in Bethel. Amen. We don't need to talk about what happened. Hallelujah. But Brother Bradbury was saying, I'll see if I can find Jeff's charge. Hallelujah. It's forgiven. Amen. Not paying for it anymore. Hallelujah. It's not held against me, but there still might be a record out there somewhere. That's how powerful baptism is. Hallelujah. And that the record is washed away. Amen. Oh, come on. If you haven't been baptized in Jesus Christ, oh, come on. Today's your day. Hallelujah. We'll set you up. It'll be a lot warmer than ours is in Ketchikan, I'll tell you that much. Look a lot prettier too, amen. But it doesn't matter how pretty it is, praise God. Oh, hallelujah, when you go down in the waters of baptism in the name of Jesus Christ, something spiritual happens. Oh, hallelujah. How will the Lord deliver? Oh, I got a tank right back here. I can answer that question. And you can rest knowing, amen, that my sins are forgiven and the record's wiped away. Oh, hallelujah. But it doesn't stop there. Hallelujah. We've repented, converted. We've been baptized. But Peter says there's times of refreshing that shall come from the presence of the Lord. What's a refreshing? That literally means a recovery of breath. Hallelujah. Praise God. The Churchills are here. Sister Kim is here. Amen. We got 5-star treatment this week. Amen. Can you give her a hand? Unbelievable. Hallelujah. And no doubt with all that running around, we're ready to catch a breath. Amen. So what do you do that? Well, you come to do some more running around. Amen. You come to lift your voice again. You come to praise the Lord again. Hallelujah. You come to receive His rest that only He can provide. Hallelujah. And I know you're standing, but I'm just so thankful. Praise God. Brother Wagner. Amen. Somebody was saying on the documentary making team, saying, man, I hope I can interview Brother Wagner again. He's having open heart surgery back in February, recovering from it. And I said, you will again. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm not going to prophesy here. Amen. But he and I share the same birthday. Amen. And it's our country's birthday. Not our country's, but our country's birthday. Most of you are Americans. Hallelujah. Amen. But that when I was 26, he switched the digits. He was 62. Amen. When I was 37, 73. The next time that's going to happen is me, 48, hallelujah, and retired from teaching. Oh, come on, somebody. Where's an aisle at I can run in this place? Hallelujah. 48, 84. Hallelujah. May get there, brother. Doctor Who. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. But I tell you what, it was just bless my soul. There's been so many. Been so many services blown up in camp. As soon as Brother Wagner starts running that aisles back and forth. Hallelujah. I was running on the treadmill one time. Boy, I turned it up. Brother Mike Williams was preaching. He's preaching away and he's going on and preaching so awesome. But it was all over as soon as Wagner took to the platform. And I was like, Wagner! Hallelujah. Man, may have turned up the treadmill a couple decimal points. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, isn't the family of God so awesome? What is it? It's a refreshing together. You help me, amen, get a recovery of breath. But, hallelujah, Peter's not talking about just the brethren. But he says there's a recovery of breath. There's a recovering that shall come from the presence of the Lord. How's he going to deliver? Oh, let's get the presence of the Lord in this place in a mighty way. There's a rest that he has. Let's just reach out for a second. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. Why don't you go ahead and begin coming forward? This is about not denying the Lord's rest. How will the Lord deliver? It's a choice. I'm going to be blessed in his rest. It's a matter of us leaving the options up to the Lord, leaving the solution up to the Lord and saying, God, I just trust in you. Everybody coming forward. Everybody coming forward. Paul quoted from Isaiah 28:11 and 1 Corinthians 14:21. Where it says, with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, this is the rest wherewith you may cause the weary to rest. And this is the refreshing. That's the only time that word refreshing is used in Scripture. The only time that Hebrew word is used. Why? Because there's nothing like the refreshing of God. We don't need that word to describe anything else. Amen. But what do we need to do? We need to choose the rest that God has for us. How did he say it's coming? It's coming with other tongues. I can tell you lots of reasons why. But the main thing that we need to do is just have faith in God's plan. How are you going to deliver, Lord? You said the rest is with another tongue. Why did the Lord choose that? Amen. I could tell you many reasons, but the main thing is I just got to believe. Hallelujah. The Lord saved us at Noah's Ark. Amen. You know another time he saved from total destruction? Tower of Babel. We were headed right down the same path, Brother Jameson. We were headed down the same path. Pride was filling. And the Lord said, I'm going to save them through language. All were one language. I'm going to save them through language. And they dispersed by languages. Amen. They couldn't understand each other anymore. Amen. Boy, would I love to see a video of that. My goodness, that would be an awesome reel to see. Amen. The different foremen and just that they're being that. But it saved them. And when he saved us at Pentecost, it was the same thing. Language was brought out. But not to divide, amen, to unite us in one experience. I don't want to deny that rest that the Lord has for me. Brother Rick, I don't want to deny that deliverance. Hallelujah. If you've never received the gift of the Holy Ghost, today is your day. Praise God. It's going to happen with the Lord giving you tongues to glorify his name and to declare him as your Lord. You're tired. You're dealing with some things. You can be blessed in his rest right now. There's some sustaining power. There's some strength. Hallelujah. There's establishment that's available in the name of Jesus Christ. How will the Lord deliver me? I don't know, but I'm going to start praying in the Spirit. Hallelujah. He can deliver with an earthquake. He can deliver with ditches full of water. Hallelujah. He can deliver with empty vessels. I know that. I know you've got to have empty vessels because then he can pour his oil out. Why don't you lift your hands up to him now? Receive what he has for you. Come on and step into that rest. It is a verb. I'm asking you to move in an action today. You've got to say, I'm going to step into it. I'm going to trust in it. This is going to be my rest. This is what I'm going to do. Samaria, you do what you're going to do. Neighbor, you do what you're going to do. I need to step into your rest. Everybody needs to be up front right now. Everybody needs to be reaching for the presence of the Lord. Everybody needs a refreshing. Oh, come on. If you're riddled with guilt today, you've got a rest. You're riddled with mistakes today. I would that you would transfer that unto the Lamb of God, slain from the foundation of the world. Slain for us for all times. Oh, come on, reach out to him. Let there be a mighty voice. We're not going to be here a long time, but we're going to be here for a blessed time today. Oh, come on, there's some willing to lift up their voice. I hear the sound of rest. I hear the sound of rest coming to souls, coming to hearts right now. But come on, let that flow. If you know someone's never received the Holy Ghost before, go ahead and take some and gather around. Say, we're going to help you get to that rest. If you've never repented of your sins today, oh, come on. You've got a Lord that you can rest upon. You can transfer that pain, that suffering onto him. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Oh, go ahead. Enter his rest. Let's pray in the spirit right now. Hallelujah. If it's been a long time, go ahead and come up front. We'll have some folks to pray with you. Say, I haven't been able to break free. Oh, come on up to the rest. We'll have some folks that can help you break free. Some folks that can help you connect with faith. Kepakata bakata. Decide today, I'm going to live in the refreshing. Never been baptized. Oh, come on, make that decision. Fill up the tank now, Pastor. Today's my day. Kayala bakata bakata.